Taylor's Jukebox.
Let's get caught up in the wind this time.
Taking things to the land down under. That was Higher by Bujera. And we've played Bujera on the show a few times. Bujera released that track back in 2001 and is an ARA award-winning artist. ARA is basically the Australian Record Industry Awards. That's exactly what it stands for. Higher is the second and final single from that debut self-titled EP. Before that, also from Australia, Misha, with All My Time from their record, Smoke and Mirrors. They are a Warbinda artist from Queensland, Australia, and released that particular song back in June of 2022. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, from way back in the day, we're talking 1956, New Orleans, Louisiana, Clarence Frogman Henry, born Clarence Henry Jr. back in 1937, was a New Orleans artist best known for his rhythm and blues hit, Ain't Got No Home, which features Henry singing in a vocal style that is kind of froggish. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you be the judge. Here it is, Ain't Got No Home, Clarence Frogman Henry on the jukebox.
Ooh, ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
From the nation's capital, actually Canada's capital, Ottawa, that is Paul Rolen and Wintertime, a record that he just released this past year called Self-Preservation. That's where it's from. And somebody sent me that song while I was on tour and said, hey, man, you should listen to it. It reminded me of you. And I thought, okay, well, take a listen. Really great stuff from Paul Rolen. Hello, how you doing? Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. We've got music coming up from another Australian artist, one of my favorite, and I love this particular song. It's called Follow the Sun by Xavier Rudd. He's a good follow on Instagram as well, and is a multi-instrumentalist with incredible talent. He plays the didgeridoo. He can play a bunch of instruments all at the same time. He's wonderful to go see live, and I think you should do that. Also coming up, we've got music from Polaris Prize winner Lito Pimenta from her Polaris Prize winning album, Miss Columbia. Also, Brooke Combe, and Brooke Combe is a new artist to me. How can I tell you to love me more? Brooke Combe happens to be from Glasgow, Scotland. A really interesting country singer, and I hope that they go on to great things. Now for a really interesting song. There's an artist by the name of Theotis Taylor. We're going to play a tune from this artist called Something Within Me from the album Blue Muse. It's very interesting to note that Theotis Taylor is a 92-year-old spiritual singer and piano player known throughout the south of Georgia. And this particular song came out in 2018. He's from Fitzgerald, Georgia, and has lived there since the early 40s and has toured around. His music is characterized by his really powerful voice and spiritual intensity. I hope you dig this, and here it is on the jukebox. Theotis Taylor, Something Within Me.
Something within me. Oh, yes. Holding rain. I got something within me. I cannot explain. I got something within me. Well, vanishes pain.
Something with
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Millions of seabirds known as auklets call the Aleutian Islands home. But this volcanic, Bering Sea archipelago can be a treacherous landscape. In August 2008, Kasatochi Island erupted in the middle of auklet breeding season, burying tens of thousands of chicks in hot ash. At first, the auklet's future on the island appeared bleak. But in just a few years, the birds had returned in force. Thousands nested within the innumerable chambers left behind by sea-cooled lava. Volcanic islands are perhaps the only places that provide the complex of cozy cavities that can host copious amounts of fist-sized auklets. And the largest threats to these auklets' roosts isn't actually geological, but gastrointestinal. Over the years, poop from millions of breeding seabirds acts as fertilizers for thick mats of vegetation that slowly cover the volcanic terrain, choking off access to their nest sites. Eventually, the colonies abandon the island entirely to seek out less green pastures. Today, Kasatochi Island is as popular an auklet breeding ground as ever. And it will likely stay that way until transformed again by countless tons of poop or lava or both. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rummel.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Share music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.